during Dov's minute on Parshat Shmot, Moshe Rabbeinu grew up in a palace. So he knew he was Jewish, but he grew up in a palace. He wasn't in the servitude of the Jewish people. And then the day comes when he's old enough, he's 15 years old, and he goes out to be with his brethren. Oh, he had such pure dedication to them, all theoretical until that moment, it would seem. But on that day, he's going to bring it to play. And when he sees an Egyptian beating a Jew, he stands up for that Jew. And he kills the Egyptian. Well, he's going to spend most of his life a fugitive, because that same Jew will rat on him to Paro. At age 15, he left the palace. At age 80, he returns. So he's going to spend the majority of his life, 65 years, as a fugitive, because he helped a Jew. So 15 years he grew up in the palace. And on day one that he steps out of the palace, he stands up for a Jew. The very next day, the Jew goes and rats on him to Paro, and he will spend the majority of his life paying the price for doing an act of kindness. And yet, Moshe Rabbeinu cares. And yet, Moshe Rabbeinu can come back loving the Jewish people. And that shows us an aspect of greatness. To do an act of kindness for someone and then be repaid negatively and still say, those are my people, I care for them. And even though that person did something terrible to me, and Moshe is now going to pay 65 years of his life in exile for saving this Jew's life, and he puts a knife in Moshe's back, Moshe still loves the Jewish people and comes back and leads them out to greatness.